So what, shall we close here or sing for a few more minutes?
We can sing a few more minutes.
Yeah?
Or, if it's possible, Maharaj, could I ask a question?
You can also ask a question.
I was wondering, some persons here have been chanting for quite some time now and asked me before, I'd like to ask you, what sort of symptoms should we see in ourselves if we're really progressing in our attachment to the chanting, if we're really doing it properly? Is there some way by which we know that it's really working in a progressive sense?
Yeah, one second, my phone is buzzing. Sorry about that. I turn it all silent, but the thing, vibration is on. Yeah, it's we are progressing. We are progressing by first gaining stability. Chanting, it offers us an anchor. It offers us something deeper and spiritual, and naturally we begin to inquire a bit more about the meaning, where it comes from. We may read something along with it, like a Bhagavad Gita, eventually, Vedic text, which gives us an understanding where we realize, we begin to realize that we are spirit. And that's important. We all have bodies, and bodies are machines. And yeah, just like when you go in a hospital, sometimes they change a part or they fix some loose screws. I mean, it's just like the car goes in the garage, right? What's the difference? Machine. They treat it like a machine also. So the body is described in Sanskrit as yantra, machine. So part of advancement is this awareness. Our awareness becomes broader and deeper. And we begin to see, when we begin to realize that we are spirit, then a whole spiritual dimension opens to us. And then there is Krishna. Between the individual and the individual spirit and Krishna, there is a relationship. And that relationship, it's always there. You know, he provides the energy for the sun. Right? The sun shines. Yay. He provides the taste in what we eat, in the vegetables. He provides. That's the first relationship. The second relationship is, from our sense, from our side, a sense of gratitude. No longer just taking everything for granted and just throwing garbage on top of the planet, but a sense of gratitude for the gift that we have received, and seeing that we are receiving gifts, then returning those gifts by giving ourselves, for higher values, by giving ourselves for other people. So as this begins to manifest in us, some of these qualities, this sense of giving, this sense of doing something for the good of all rather than just, you know, being on the take, that's where we begin to notice. So all that comes, and that's obviously what is lacking in the world. Then we realize that we get strength of mind through this chanting. We get focus. We're able to control our mind and focus on a goal. And as I said, it can go higher and higher until one chants with pure devotion, until one realizes everything is here just in this mantra. Everything. But that's very high. Not for us, but at least for some time. We get some attachment to the chanting. That's a blessing, because then, always again, it brings this positive energy into our life. And with that, you know, our We become compassionate. Mm-hmm. It's just like we say, no meat eating. It's because it's got to do with compassion. Mm-hmm. It's simply compassion. I mean, it's like if the animals would have voting right, I'm sure they would start a vegetarian party. That's quite obvious. So out of compassion, they want to live. Then why not? Well, let them live. So like this, gradually, these kind of qualities begin to develop. So the mantra brings about a change in quality, because it makes us more aware of the spiritual totality that we are part of. And we begin to take that place as part of a whole, rather than seeing ourselves as me and mine on a separated entity. So in that way we are advancing.